The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
We take our time to settle into a comfortable posture for the meditation time. We do what we can to be released in the body, making the last adjustments you need. And you might find it useful to invite different places in the body to let go. For example, if you're holding tension around the eyes, just inviting these muscles to relax around the mouth, down through the sides of the neck, tops of the shoulders, and shoulder joints. Releasing tension in the hands, soften them. Then down through the abdomen, soften the belly, floor the pelvis. So we're taking the time at the beginning of each sit to explore whether or not it's safe to relax, just on this most simple level. Relaxing, softening the body. Is it safe now to release, to let go of this surface level of tension? Still maintaining a basic integrity, uprightness in the body, but allowing the muscles to release, to soften. And allowing the breathing process to continue on its own, knowing that the body knows how to breathe, so we don't need to intentionally control the breathing process. We trust the body to breathe, no matter what that's like. And then as we begin our awareness practice, we're learning to retrust this receptive quality of the mind or the heart. We might have an old habit that awareness is something that I have to do, similar to this idea of I have to focus on a particular object of experience, as if awareness is work that I as a person have to do. As we settle more deeply now into our awareness practice, recognize how awareness is already here. The knowing mind already, in a way, effortlessly knows that it's like this now. Or another way of sensing this, noticing that the heart, the mind is already sensitive to the sounds that come and go. For example, already sensitive to the sound of my voice. Does it require a personal effort to hear? Already sensitive to the sensations of the body sitting, the neutral sensations and the unpleasant sensations in the body now, the pleasant ones as well. There's already a sensitivity. The mind, the heart is already feeling, knowing the way it is sitting here. Same with thoughts and emotions as they come and go in the mind. There's already a sensitivity to this movement of thought and emotion. And this resting in awareness, one way to language this practice, resting in awareness. is different than resting in our idea about what's happening now. Resting in awareness is opening in a more direct, immediate, changing way to the flow of sound and sight and sensation and thought coming and going. So really there's no certainty in this resting in awareness. Except the deepening understanding that it's safe to be intimate with the flow of sound and sight and sensation and thought, emotion. We're learning, realizing slowly, gradually, that it's safe to be sensitive to the flow of experience, to be undefended, to be relaxed, and to allow whatever to come and go. So in a way, in a direct way, we're practicing, at least for moments at a time, releasing the idea that I have to be in control of the experiences that are coming and going. But instead, I can practice is to take refuge in the knowing, oh, this is being known. The heart is sensitive to this feeling that's arising. Feels like this now. Can this be okay, that this feeling is arising, eventually passing? Is it okay to let things come and go? Sights, sounds, sensations, thoughts, emotions. Is it safe to be right in the middle, to be relaxed, to be sensitive in the way the mind and heart is already sensitive? Is it okay to be a sensitive, a sensing being? So we notice, of course, moments when there is a deeper trust, a deeper release, just allowing things to come and go. And of course, we notice other moments when the more established habits of controlling and judging and getting tight in one way or another are manifesting. And in this way, we learn the causes for stress, and the causes for release. So there's a particular training ground. Many people find it useful to cultivate this whole body awareness. And if you like, you can even coordinate the whole body awareness with the rhythm of the breathing process. So as you breathe in, as you feel the sensations of breathing in, let that be a cue to be aware of the whole body together as sensation. And then each time you feel the ordinary sensations of breathing out, let that be a cue to feel the sensations of the whole body just as they are. So the bodily sensations moving as a river, always changing, the rhythm of the breath is always changing, coming and going. And then when the attention is drawn to other experience, like hearing, seeing, thinking, emotion, moving, then see that also as a river of sound, a river of seeing, of thinking, of emoting, a movement of emotion, of sight, of sound, of thought. Noticing that all of these experiences often at least have a feeling associated with them. Oh, it feels like this now. That sense of the feeling tone of experience, that is also a movement, always changing, coming and going. So this is what it means to be intimate, to be right in the middle of this experience of being a human being. It's not about the thoughts we have about what's happening, or the evaluation that this is a good experience or this is a bad experience. Those thoughts are just part of that movement of cognitive activity, a flow. You don't need to be confused by the content of any particular thought, but instead noticing them as part of that flow of thinking. Thoughts are happening. They come and go. They feel like this. The feeling also is moving, coming and going. Everything is allowed to move. And so when in doubt, you can come back to the training ground of feeling the sensations in the body moving and the breath moving. And for most people, this is a stabilizing anchor to learn how to be in the flow, in the movement of all things. So let's continue now in silence. no matter how long it takes. Little by little, we're learning. The mind, the heart is learning how to rest in this flow of sensation, this flow of thought, this flow of experiences coming and going without any friction, the friction of fear or the friction of wanting something to happen. How to be right in the middle, awake, alert, relaxed. Mind clearly aware of what's coming and going, but without unnecessary resistance, without the habit of controlling, struggling. Look at the last few minutes, just seeing what's possible today at this time. Let it be simple. Is it safe to be both alert and relaxed? So now for the last minute or so, even if it's unpleasant now for you, notice if you can some kind of flavor of freedom or release in the being right in the middle of things. Could even be the sense, the freedom of not needing to run, not needing to hide from the way it is. Experience of release, of not having to have a story that explains what's happening in the moment. Freedom of allowing things to be unformed, or allowing things to be the way that they are.